joy, and I just want to sing this song to you. It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, with every breath I'm singing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shepherds left their flocks by night to see this baby wrapped in light. A host of angels led them all to you. It was just as the angels said, you'll find him in a manger bed, Emmanuel and Savior, hallelujah, hallelujah.
My sins would drive as nails in you. That rugged cross was my cross too. Still every breath you drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you.
Merry Christmas! gather on this night of nights. We come to praise your name and to seek the Christ child yet again. May our lips and our lives bring glory to you, the light that has come into the world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Good evening. The first reading comes from Genesis 3, verses 8 through 15. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of thee in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is it that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all cattle, and above all the wild animals. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
From Genesis 22, verses 15 through 18. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham for a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. And by your descendants shall all the nations of the earth bless themselves, because you have obeyed my voice."
Reading comes from Isaiah 9, verses 2 through 7. "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation, thou hast increased its joy. They rejoice before thee as with joy at the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulders, the rod of his oppressor, thou hast broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this."
The fourth reading is from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, nor by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the girdle of his waist, and faithfulness the girdle of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall feed, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox. The suckling child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Reading comes from Luke 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How should this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Thank you. sixth reading comes from Luke 2, chapters 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
The seventh reading comes from Luke 2, verses 8 through 16. And in that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Comes from Matthew 2, verses 1 through 11. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, and by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler, and you will govern my people of Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly, and ascertained from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." When they had heard the king, they went their way, and lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Oh, Good evening, everyone. I'm Mark Mendocino. I'm the chair of the Board of Deacons, and I'd like to welcome you and wish you, I'm getting over a cold, all a Merry Christmas. So thank you for coming this evening. At this time, I'd like to invite Pastor Tim and his wife, Pauline, up. It is our tradition here at the church that on Christmas Eve, we embarrass our pastor and his wife. So I've prepared a 10-minute video.
Does it take 10 minutes to embarrass me?
That's the most you would allow, I'm sure. But what we'd like to do, and as many of us about 12 hours from now are going to be giving gifts to those we love, some shorter than 12 hours from now. But this evening, we take time to thank our pastor and his family for all that they do for us. This place would not be the same without the two of you. I can't imagine. You've been the only pastor our family has known, and you're the whole reason we're here. So I'd like to thank you for that from my family. From the church family, I'm sure many of you feel the same. We have a small token of our appreciation for you, and hope to know that you will put that to use wisely for yourselves, not for anybody else. We want it for you, even though that might be on your hearts. So thank you for all that you do.
Now, from giving to one minister, giving to hundreds of ministers, because as you note from the bulletin, the offering this evening in its entirety will be given to the ministers and missionaries who are retired in our denomination. So we hope that you'll give as you can, because there are faithful servants who will also receive Christmas gifts. 100% of what is given goes to them. Let's take a moment and pray together. Almighty God, that when you came on Christmas, you gave the greatest gift that could be given. We celebrate that today, and also the fact that you've sent servants throughout the ages who have bolstered the kingdom, who have built our lives, and we pray for them as we give tonight in Christ's name. Amen. invite the deacons to come forward now, and we will prepare our hearts and minds to receive the Lord's Supper together. While they're coming forward, I would say to all of you who are gathered here tonight that in the church we celebrate open communion. It means very simply that if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're trying to live in love with your brothers and sisters, you are most welcome to come to his table tonight. In a moment, the deacons will move among you, first with pieces of bread. When we've all been served and they return to the front and we have served each other, we'll eat the bread together, and then we'll do likewise with the cup. When we come tonight, it may seem a bit disorienting to have communion when we're celebrating the birth of Jesus. But as you heard the choir sing not long ago, Mary's lament, that even as she held the baby, she remembers the words of Simeon, who said, "A sword shall pierce your side." She knew even then that this is the logical conclusion to the birth of her son. And even this is not the end. It's a reminder of the great salvation, the joy of the soul, the resurrection of the soul. Every time we share the elements, we remember what the Apostle Paul said. The night of which he was betrayed, our Lord took the bread, broke it, blessed it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Prayer for the bread will be given by Mark Lewis. He was betrayed, our Lord took the bread, blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Thank you. piece of bread we hold is a symbol of the body of Christ broken for each other. So let's eat it together. Prayer for the cup will be given by Cindy Biddles. Savior took the cup and gave it to his disciples. He said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood for you." The cup which we hold is a symbol of the blood of Jesus Christ poured out to cover over all our sins. And so let us drink this together in thankfulness. Amen. And let God's people say, amen. Amen. Now we have come to the conclusion of our service, which in reality is just the beginning, because John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then in John chapter 1, verse 14, which we heard just a few moments ago, it said that the light was coming into the world and the darkness would not overcome it. But I would like you to remember this evening as your candle is lit, that a few years later Jesus said this, "You are the light of the world. Do not hide your light under a bushel." Tonight we're going to light each other's candles. First I'll light the deacon's candles, then they'll move among you. And as we light each other's candles, we will lower the lights and we'll sing the first verse of Silent Night. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and remain with us always. Amen.